This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For this Saturday's horse show, I spoke with Paul Hopley of the Luckenbuck Saddle Club about some of the various events they have going on throughout the summer, including one this weekend.
Actually, we're having a fun show. It's one of our monthly fun shows. It starts at 5, but we have a clinic starting at 3:30 with Lisa Steef, and it's going to be the basics in goat ribbon tying.
Goat ribbon tying. Can you go a little bit more in depth into that? What is goat ribbon tying?
Well, there's a ribbon. You can either have the ribbon already on the tail of the goat, or they can put the ribbon on the goat tail. It's a timed event. They ride down, dismount, approach the goat, either untie or tie the ribbon on, and they get a time for it. The fastest time wins.
All right. That definitely sounds like an interesting event. Definitely a lot of work on some horsemanship skills there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lisa's really good at helping and training. You know, she's about the best around.
And tell me a little bit more about the speed show. I hear that you guys have had some new equipment set up to make the speed shows more effective.
Yeah, we put a 50-foot run in, so they can get up to speed before they hit the arena and have a place to stop their horse when they get done with their run.
Great. And this is the second speed show that you guys have done this summer so far, right?
This is the second fun show. Yep. The fun shows are a non-money thing. We give first, second, and third place ribbons out to the kids and adults. And we have our cook shack open and everything, and we have that, you know, it's the first Saturday of every month starting in May.
And do you guys have clinics at most of these events?
That's what we're going for this year. We changed from a Friday night schedule to a Saturday, and we start a little earlier, and we try to have a clinic before each event.
What was the clinic last month?
Last month we had Bianca Massa out there doing a basic horsemanship clinic for adults and kids, and it went really well. She done a great job, and we saw the kids and adults applying what they learned during the fun show later.
Great. And what would you say is the key purpose of doing all of these clinics? What are you really hoping that people in the Luckenbuck Saddle Club get out of them?
Well, what we know for sure is that we gotta teach the kids. If we don't have the kids coming along, membership's a drop. You know, as kids get older and go to high school, they start losing a little bit of interest for a while. And we usually see them come back as they get older. But the groups change over the years, and we just got to have to keep the kids going is what it is. And it's good. It keeps everybody off the street. It's good, clean fun.
There's something to be said for having some good, clean fun. Is there going to be a clinic in July?
There probably will not be a clinic in July. It's usually hot, real hot, you know, and we're kind of leaning towards not having one. But it may happen.
Do you already have an idea of what the other clinics in the future months may be?
We plan on kind of pushing forward a little more with the goat-type events, and then maybe moving on to steers, you know, and kind of move up the ladder a little bit with the livestock. We're kind of wanting to bring that along a little bit. Our speed shows, we have good people for our speed shows. They do a great job. Our fun shows have always been solid. We're wanting to kind of bring some livestock back into the program and little by little build it up.
Start off small and then ease into the bigger ones.
Yes.
That sounds like a great idea, and I wish you luck on that. And I hear that later on in the year, you guys are going to have a cancer benefit trail ride.
Yeah, one of our members is heading that up, Ben Hempkin. It'll be a two-day deal at Litchfield. There'll be a potluck in there. Just good gathering. Everybody get together, have a good time. You know, Litchfield's putting in them new campsites and everything, so they should be done by then. And it'll be the second weekend in September. I believe it's the 13th and the 14th.
Well, it definitely sounds like you guys are gearing up for a really busy season. Getting back to this weekend, can anyone come out and see the fun show and maybe participate in the clinic?
Absolutely. It's free for spectators. To participate, you have to be a member. The memberships, I always tell people, you know, you just can't beat it. It's $15 single, $20 family. You can go out there and camp. You can go out there and use the facilities anytime you want once you're a member. You just can't beat it. I mean, there's nowhere else that you have that big of a facility that you can go out there and camp and have a good time, you know.
That is a nice draw, being able to use a facility like that, especially if wherever you personally keep your horses doesn't have a good facility to work with.
Yep.
If anyone has any questions about the speed show or the clinics or maybe about future events or even how to become a member, who can they get a hold of to get those questions answered?
Well, we have a blog that you can go to. It's www.luckandbucksaddleclub2014.blogspot.com. You can get a hold of myself, Paul Hopley, 217-556-0881. And we usually have newsletters that go out every month for members, and we stay in the newspaper pretty good, you know, so people can get a hold of us. Try to stay in the public's eye, you know, bring it back.
All right, very good. Well, is there anything else you want to add before we go here today, either about this weekend's event or anything else that it's going to be going on throughout the season?
Just, you know, you don't have to have horses or anything to be a member. You know, I mean, you really don't. We moved away for a while, my family, and we came back, and we'd go out, and, you know, we were members, and we didn't even have horses for a while. You know, it's just a good place to go. It's just like, you know, football games, basketball games. It's out there. There's good. We have a great concession stand. It's another sport. People just need to know it's there.
Sounds like a good way to spend an evening during your weekend.
Yep, it's a blast.
That's all for the Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.